Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning I want to talk about strawberries. Last night I went to the Atlantic Farmers Market and there were several people who had strawberries for sale. And oh, they are just the yummiest thing ever. I also have a little teeny patch at Harrisdale and, you know, just one here and there, not really for major production. But even then, in the last few days, you know, I see a red strawberry, pick it and eat it, and they are so yummy. Maybe tiny, the ones that I have there, but they are the yummiest flavors. The ones at the Atlantic Farmers Market, I would say, are medium size. Again, I think much better flavor than those first big ones that we get from other places. And I have to have a few of those too. Not saying you shouldn't buy those for your first strawberry flavors, but if you really want good ones, hey, get them now while they are locally grown and at their peak. Well, in addition to strawberries, I think tasting really yummy, and by the way, I have to say that when I was growing up, I wasn't a strawberry fan. That's a taste that I've gotten in my later years, let's say, as an adult. But the best way to eat them, as far as I'm concerned, is just plain. They don't need anything else on them. But they're kind of fun to use in other ways, too. And my next favorite way is if I think they're not quite sweet enough, and believe me, these are, just dip them in a little bit of powdered sugar. But they are wonderful to add sliced to a green salad. They look great layered with blueberries. And of course, we don't have any local blueberries at this time, but combined with layers of yogurt in a glass to make a fancy looking dessert. Sometimes that's all it takes to get maybe your kids to say, this would be a good way to eat this. Strawberries and orange juice go together well. You just pour a little bit of orange juice over them if you want a little bit of something added to them. And of course, again, for both adults and kids, smoothies are a great way to have a snack, maybe breakfast, whatever. It's at this time of year, you know, just a nice, cool treat to have. And one other way that I've been seeing lately that you go, I'm not sure this would be what I would like to do with strawberries. But you can either, again, this is, you can add them to a salad. You could put them over, for instance, angel food cake as a topping or over ice cream. Or, again, just eat them the way they are. But this is adding, would you believe, balsamic vinegar and pepper. Who would have thought? Well, this the instructions that I have for this, if you start with a quart, and maybe you want to start with a smaller amount, maybe a pint and have this. But for a quart, you add 3 tablespoons of sugar and 1.5 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar and the amount of pepper. Some people really like pepper, others not so much. So a couple grinds, and it's best to use the fresh black pepper. And, you know, now at the store, you can get the little bitty grinders so that pepper will be fresh. You know, you don't use it up while it's fresh and use it on your other foods also. But the grinder is built right in. Of course, a little more expensive perhaps, but I think it's good when you're not using lots and lots of it because you always have that more fresh flavor. Just a grind or two over the top, but suggested that you put the balsamic vinegar on and let the strawberries sit and probably slice strawberries along with the sugar mixture and let them, you know, sit for just a little bit to start getting the flavors mixed, and then add the pepper, a couple grinds of pepper, and just barely toss them. Be gentle with them and let them sit for another 5 minutes before you serve them in whichever way you'd like to use them. And it is interesting. I have done this, and it's just interesting what those flavors do. It really enhances the strawberry flavor, surprisingly so. But I say, if you want to save time and you don't need any extra flavor, just eat them plain. When you're preparing those fresh strawberries, of course, you should be buying them. They should come with those little stems on. And It's best not to wash the strawberries until right before you're going to use them, and wash them with those little caps that stems on, because once you remove those, more water can penetrate into the strawberry. Then just let them drain dry, for instance, on a paper towel or a towel, or pat them dry, but just let them drain a little bit, and they are ready to use. And you will then, after you've washed them, let them dry, take those little caps off, probably. Although, occasionally, when I use them as a garnish on a plate, I leave those on, and they just add a little bit more color. So, it's just strawberry time to enjoy them. Now, in addition, if you really enjoy strawberries, they are wonderfully healthy for you. Low calorie, and they are listed by some people as one of the top 10 best foods, most healthy foods that you can buy or raise. 1 cup of sliced fresh strawberries has 50 calories. Pretty low, and of course, because there's a lot of water in them. They also have a high amount of vitamin C. They have a nice amount of dietary fiber and good amount of potassium. If you're a person who always watches the amount of potassium you get, that you like a little extra, you know, most of the times you say you eat a banana every day. Well, there are other foods besides bananas that contain potassium, and strawberries is one of them that's quite high in potassium. And then they have a whole list of other things that most of us have never heard of, but one of them is antioxidants and all the good things that antioxidants do for us in our bodies to keep us healthy. Some of the new and beneficial results from strawberries, and there's, of course, is still undergoing research, but especially because of the antioxidants, it's found that strawberries do have a number of health reinforcing kinds of things to them. And one of them, of course, is lowering our cholesterol, keeping us healthy, cardiovascular benefits. That's the best term for that. And this is the area where there's most research related to strawberries and their health benefits. So it is just an anti-inflammatory, and as I said, that antioxidant just helps us keep healthy hearts. They also have done some research related to blood sugars. So if you're diabetic, you may be really interested in that. But all of us are healthier if we can keep our blood sugars at an even level, rather than having lots of peaks. And one of the interesting things that they found with the strawberries is that, you know, most diabetics especially are told don't use regular table sugar. Well, with the strawberries, the research says that it keeps that blood, you go ahead and use the regular sugar, and the reaction with the strawberries keeps the blood sugar from rising rapidly. So there's some sort of interaction there that keeps that at a healthy level. And they're also, I believe, with the research they're working on, some anti-cancer benefits because of the anti-inflammation and other things that are happening with our body. Strawberries would be expected to have a cancer risk lowering, not curing, but risk lowering, especially related to cancers of breast, cervical, colon, and esophageal cancer. So, you know, there's just lots of great research going on with the scientists to give us information. And it's good to know those kinds of things. Remember, though, the healthiest diet is a balance of foods, not just eating all strawberries, but especially while they're fresh, but other times when they're frozen also, remember that they could be a really nice addition to your diet. One last thing to report related to research is the best nutrition in strawberries are within the first couple of days when they are picked. and they need to be kept in the refrigerator at a quite low temperature. You may want to put a thermometer in your refrigerator just to make sure how cold it is. It definitely needs to be below 40 degrees, and many foods will keep better if it's below that, say even 35. Don't want it freezing, but a little lower temp will keep the milk lasting longer and other things lasting longer. Also, putting the strawberries in that vegetable drawer to keep the air from moving around them so much will help keep them fresher. But use them quickly. Get them fresh. Eat them. That's when they're best for you. And until next time, here's a food fact that's kind of interesting. Clarence Birdseye perfected the process of freezing vegetables in 1929.